Hi, I'm Kaylin Amadio, and this is the Boomers Ultimate Guide Podcast, the place where boomers like me and like you can come together to learn, share, and grow a thriving business and vibrant life. Cue music. Hi, I'm Kaylin Amadio, your Boomer host and creator of the Boomer's Ultimate Guide podcast. And I want to introduce you to today's guest, Todd Krieger. Todd is a marriage and sex therapist who helps individuals and couples rekindle passion, as well as help couples heal from infidelity. The name of his company is Todd Krieger Center for Successful Relationships, Inc. He has a talent for helping people become motivated to create new patterns in their lives that lead to more satisfying relationships and experiences. He is the author of, and I love the title of this, The Long Hot Marriage. Isn't that a great title? I love that, Todd. The Long Hot Marriage, a highly regarded and practical book that'll help you see your relationship more clearly and gives you exercises that'll help you develop the emotional muscle to bring out the best for you and your partner. He has a private practice in Huntington Beach, California, and has been helping couples and individuals for 30 years. He also uses Skype and other means to help people outside of his geographical area. In addition to his private practice, he helps people via teleseminars and webinars, live events, and other informational product-related means. He has been a guest as a relationship expert on many radio and TV shows, including the Oprah Winfrey Network show Unfaithful, as a therapist for a couple struggling with infidelity. He's been on Fox Morning News, KCAL 9 in LA, Playboy Radio, and the Mancow Muller show. I haven't heard about Mancow in a while. Mancow Muller. He also trains others in the field of psychotherapy. He is an instructor at the USC School of Social Work, helping graduate students learn the theory and practice of becoming professional therapists. He also does many other trainings, instructing therapists in the field of marriage and sex therapy. So, Todd, welcome to the Boomer's Ultimate Guide podcast.
Glad to be here.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad you could take some time for us today. Whenever I have guests from the West Coast, you know, for me, it's much later in the afternoon than it is for you. You're probably not even at lunchtime yet.
But no, as a matter of fact, that's where I'm going right after the show.
Okay. Yeah. I always know when I have an early morning interview with someone that it's, you know, for me, early morning for me, let's say it's a 9 a.m. interview, that it's really, really early for them. And I'm always grateful that the West Coast people are willing to get up for me.
Yeah, well, when I was on the Mancow Muller show, it was a 5:15 a.m. thing for me. I remember going into my garage to not wake up my family and trying to knock the cobwebs out of my head.
Yeah, he's in Chicago? Or
yes.
Is that right? That's what I recall. I haven't heard about him in a long time.
Yeah.
So I gave people your resume, so to speak, but can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, your practice, what you do, who you help?
Sure. Well, I've been working in this field of couples therapy. I'm a licensed clinical social worker and a licensed marriage family therapist. That's my licenses. And I've been working in this field for 32 years. I cannot believe it. I started very young. And I've been married 30 of those. The last 30 of the 30. We just had our 30th wedding anniversary. So
congratulations.
I try to walk my talk the best I can. And so I've been helping couples in the area of sex therapy. And I wrote the book, The Long Hot Marriage. There's another book coming out soon as well. And I've been doing a lot of work with infidelity. I've had a lot of success with couples with infidelity. So I've been really delving into that. And I track it. Seems like the most common website articles that I have is on how couples I've worked with that had infidelity healed and thrived. It's my number one thing people are tuning into. It's beaten out my front page and my website. So it's telling me that people are really hungry to understand how to heal from that really tough crisis. So
interesting.
That's basically what I've been focusing on over the last few years, for sure, as well as sex therapy.
Okay. So tell me, this particular podcast is specifically for boomers. Like, I'm going to assume that you're a boomer like I am.
I am a boomer.
So how do you find in your practice that working with boomers is different, if it is, in any way?
Sure. Well, for one, I relate to them. So for me, it's different because I relate to them. There's like a twinship there. We've gone through many of the same things. We've seen a lot of changes. So that's really interesting, you know, same taste in music sometimes. And, you know, the other thing, though, in terms of things like music, I think we're more fluid. Like, for example, my kids who are now, we just became empty nesters. My youngest just went away to college. But a few years ago, I was taking them to Lady Gaga concerts and Coldplay concerts. And I think a lot of boomers are into, open to the new music and, you know, even a little rap a little bit. Whereas my parents, would never have taken me to an Allman Brothers concert or something back when I was younger. I mean, I think boomers are a little bit more open-minded, which helps in the field that I'm in, because really I require people to open up, to let go and move into new areas. So I think that's another way boomers are different.
Right. You know? And I would agree with
you. I like working
you.
With boomers.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I've spent it, some of it might be that's the way it's always been. You know, I've worked with and for boomers. But I agree with you with the music. I mean, I love pop culture. I love keeping up with, you know, whatever is happening. And so, and my husband's always amazed that I can sing, you know, along to many of the songs that are on the radio today, as well as when we're on the 70s station and the 80s station and the, right? That's, I hadn't thought about that before, but it's true. We do. So in terms of your practice, can you share with us your three top tips for boomers?
Well, I think the first thing is that we have lived a number of decades, you know, we're not 20 or 30 anymore, but we need to be open. We need to have what the Buddhists call beginner's mind.
Yes.
I think we need to realize that some of our habits work for us, but some don't. So that's my first tip, would be have beginner's mind, be open. You know, and I think my second tip is, it's kind of related, but we've seen revolutions in our life. We've seen the anti-Vietnam protests in the 60s and 70s, and we've seen protests and revolutions, which lead to evolution. And I think we need to have the same mindset. We need to create a revolution in our own relationship that we don't, you know, when I wrote my book, The Long Hot Marriage, you know, my brother said to me, "Oh, I didn't know you were writing a fairy tale." I said, "No, come on now. It's not, you know." But the mindset is, marriage, for example, ends all passion. And I say, no, marriage ends all passion if we keep doing things the way our parents and grandparents did it. But we have the ability to create new things. So we need to create a revolution. And that's very important. I guess the last tip is, I find that many of us boomers are going to the gym. We are working out our physical muscles. Mm-hmm. We seem to take our heart muscle with cardio and weightlifting. We also need to work out our emotional muscles. That, yeah, we have strengths, but there are areas where we're kind of weak or flaccid, to use my sex therapy terminology, and we need to develop some strength in that area. For example, we need to learn how to listen when we want to be defensive, for example, just a simple thing. So all those are my three main tips for boomers especially.
I like that last one especially, because that's, you know, we have learned behaviors, right, around our emotions.
Yes.
And it's sometimes really hard to let go of those learned behaviors so that you can act in a different way. But you're never going to get different results if you don't learn to act differently.
Right. Absolutely true. That is so true. And sometimes I'll be doing a seminar, and I'll ask the husband, "It's okay if I dance with your wife, or we dance?" And we're doing this foxtrot, and I go, "I hate this dance." And I start complaining about it for about 30 seconds. And then finally, I break into a new kind of step, like a rock and roll or whatever. She never stays in the same position of the foxtrot. She either joins me, or she looks at me like I'm crazy and sits down. But I use that. I said, "You see what just happened? when I kept doing the same dance step and complained, nothing changed. But when I changed my dance step, you know. So the point is that we need to look at what we're doing, even in reaction to that partner that is victimizing us, poor us, you know. And when we start to change our steps, that's when we get more of what we want from our partner. So we always got to look to ourselves, even though it's really easy to look to our partner to change, we got to look to ourselves.
Right, right. Very good advice. So my next question for you is about obstacles that we find in front of us. So what would you identify as the biggest, or, you know, if you want to give us more than one,
yes,
you know, challenges or obstacles that you're seeing boomers confront?
Right. Well, I think the biggest obstacle, and probably it's not just about boomers, is fear. And we just have a tendency to protect ourselves. And what are we protecting ourselves from? We're protecting ourselves from getting hurt, we get rejected, looking bad, and all these self-protective mechanisms, even though I understand it, I mean, our brain is helping us to set up to survive,
yes,
and we experience rejection like death. But rejection isn't death. So what we really need to do oftentimes is recognize that the fear is blocking us, and I suggest that we go opposite of a knee-jerk reflex. So, for example, I say open when you want to close, listen when you want to get defensive, share some kinky sexual fantasy to your partner. I mean, you know, even though you're afraid that she's going to look at you like you're, you know, kinky and perverse. I mean, at some point, we got to set the stage that we need to be more and more of who we are and take chances. We need to be courageous. So fear, to me, is the beginning of the block. And I think the second tip, I would say two main blocks. One is internal fear, and the other is external. And that is, we get really busy. You know, boomers are busy. We're still working, a lot of us. Many of us are, like myself, are just getting started. I feel like my next year is going to be better than this financially. So, you know, I know some are maybe near retirement, but even retired boomers, they don't know how to slow down. And if we're going to have an intimate, healthy marriage or relationship, we need to slow down with ourselves, and we need to slow down with our partner. We need to stop and smell our partner, I guess, just to be corny. You know, we need to stop and take in our partner, and we need to make the time to stop being productive. And being productive is great, but being productive all the time makes us very unproductive as a couple.
That is so hard to do. I can't imagine slowing down. Right? That's like the death knell. I'm hearing the death knell. Slow down? No way. That especially with technology and, you know, the way things change, and there's so much opportunity to really really get things done. You know, and I feel driven all the time, driven to get the next thing done, the next thing done. And it is exhausting.
I actually probably could, if I didn't need sleep, I could probably stay busy 24/7. But I always say, but we stop for sleep. So why don't we stop like 15 minutes before that and just hang out with our partner? Even on a busy day, 10 to 15 minutes with our partner could change the relationship. So it's our mindset. We stop to sleep when we're exhausted. Just stop another 15 minutes before, maybe take a 15-minute break, but don't put the TV on. The guys like me, don't put on ESPN on the radio. Just hang with your partner and look into each other's eyes and go, how you doing?
and the longer you're, I mean, you would know this, the longer you're married, the less often that seems to happen, that you actually sit, you know, you and I looking right at each other to have a conversation. I don't really do that with my husband as often anymore. I was talking to some other guests about that. You don't really, you might have a lot of conversations, but do you really turn and look at one another anymore?
Just don't talk. Just look. It's scary. It makes us feel uncomfortable. So what? You know, let's get out there. Be uncomfortable. Say, man, this makes me uncomfortable. I want to look away, but I'm not. And look at each other, and, you know, in my office, I sometimes, and behind me in my couch, I'll have people look at each other, and I'll do exercises that might seem corny, but really powerful. Like, imagine you coming from your heart, which you could be, and imagine love coming from your heart to your partner's heart, and it's going from her heart, his heart, to your heart, and look at each other in the eyes at the same time. And they feel naked, you know, but mm-hmm. if they could do that, they start to realize, wow, we haven't had these quiet, intimate moments, you know. I mean, sometimes even sex isn't like that. It's just like, boom, boom, let's get, you know, it's just slow down. So pace is very important for us boomers. It really is. It's hard. You're right. It's maybe the hardest thing, the downshift. But we could do it. We just got to feel a little weird and strange. And it doesn't stay strange forever. We just got to do it enough times.
And confront that fear, like you said.
Fear. Confront. You're going to see me, you're going to look into my eyes, and you're going to find out that I'm not as great as you think I am. You know, there's a lot of fears that run us when we oftentimes don't know it, because we just avoid those things that scare us and we don't even realize it.
Yeah, and you have to be willing to be vulnerable too, which is,
yes.
And if you can't be vulnerable with your partner, who can you be vulnerable with, really? Yeah. So,
right.
Todd, please tell everyone.
Very, very true.
Yeah. Please tell everyone how they can get in contact with you. What are some of the best ways to get in touch with you?
The easiest is going to my website. I'll spell it. It's of course, www.toddcreager.com, TODDCREAGER.com. And there's my, you know, you can contact me. Sign up for my newsletter. I give free, great tips. Every week you get Todd's Thursday's Thought for Relationship Bliss, and you get every other week an article, and you know, it's really content rich, and you'll see videos on the website, all that. And I'll say for your audience, if anybody wants to personally email me from my website or todd@toddcreager.com and just write boomers in the subject line, ask me a question that's on your minds or a struggle you're having, and I would just personally give you my best information for that question or that challenge.
That is very nice of you. So, and I will put your website in the show notes so that it's easy for people to look this up afterwards. And remember, it's Todd Krieger, TODDCREAGER.com, right? I have that right? ToddKrieger.com.
Perfect.
Good. And you'll be able to always, no matter what time, In the future, 10 years from now, when you hear this podcast, you can still go back to this episode at boomersultimateguidepodcast.com and look up his website and get that information. Now, we're actually getting towards the end of our interview. I can't believe it. These always go by so fast. I meet new and interesting people all the time, and I love speaking with them, and I love hearing all their wisdom, but it goes by way too fast.
I know.
So can you leave us with, I don't know, do you have an inspirational quote you'd like to leave us with, a story, anything as before we leave?
Well, stories take so long, but I'll tell you one thing that I will say. I'll leave it with a quote. That's the you know, and my quote is this: as you evolve, you evolve beyond that knee-jerk self-protective mechanism. And you're willing to face your fears, as you and I have talked about, you are now free to be an interpersonal artist. We don't think of ourselves as creative oftentimes when it comes to relationships, but you are free. Once you face your fears, you could be an interpersonal artist. You could experiment with new ways of thinking, doing, and speaking so that you can create the relationship of your dreams and you can have a long, hot marriage. It's not a fairy tale.
Excellent. And people should go pick up that book, too, The Long Hot Marriage. That is the best title of a book ever. I got
to
tell you.
Go to my website, and then it'll get right into my system. Or it's on Amazon as well.
Excellent. Todd Krieger, it has been lovely speaking to you today.
Thank you. Feelings mutual.
I've really enjoyed meeting you. And for those of you out there who have been listening, remember, you can visit toddkrieger.com, TODDCREAGER. com. Get some more relationship advice on how to have a long, hot marriage. Who would not want that? And remember, you're listening to the Boomer's Ultimate Guide podcast. This is the place where boomers like me, like you, can come together. And together we can learn and we can share and we can grow thriving businesses, which is what my business is about. But it's not just business and money. It's about having a vibrant life. There's more to life than money and business. So until next time, take care. Boom, baby. That's it for now. See you next time on Boomer's Ultimate Guide Podcast.